first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. You might find Lori Korn sitting at any local coffee shop.
Lots of today's coffee shops are hotspots, every table staked out by people with laptops. I don't fault this phenomenon. Everybody loves a cafe. But I seek out the traditional coffee shop, where I'm at home with a pen and paper. There I feel a link to the past, when coffee shops were the world's hotspots. You know, like Lloyd's of London in the 1800s, where an entire insurance industry was launched over a pot of strong coffee. I imagine the French Impressionists sketching in a Parisian café, the early Americans designing the Articles of Confederation, the thousands of deals struck over a cup of joe. All my adult life, cafés have been my oasis of escape, my refuge of anonymity, of creativity, not even to mention Java and a suite. The coffee house is something like the commons of the early towns. You don't have to know anybody, but you just feel good there. I am elegantly alone, yet subtly connected. In the corner is a guy writing the great American novel. Over there, two women whispering secrets. Coffee shops, where the human hum and the incongruous music and the pre-coffee angst of Java addicts and the general goodwill and buzz of life abounds. I am happy and hooked. I never tire of it.
Lori Korn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This program was produced by Margie Kern-Marshall, Guy Lanier, and Mathilde Rant.